I formed the majority of my connections with people in the soft tissue revolution directly on LinkedIn. Once we strike up a conversation, I invite them to come over to our Facebook group. At least one time per day, I get a message back that says, I don't do Facebook, so thanks, but no thanks. I'll be honest with you as well, I don't really do Facebook either, but what I do use it for is growing my business like crazy and getting my marketing and messaging in front of the clients I want to serve. So on this episode of The Soft Tissue Revolution, I dive into why I'm all in on Facebook and Instagram marketing and why you should be too, with some extra tips on how to use social media and not let it use you. I hope you enjoy the show. I'm Dr. Matt Maggio, and this is The Soft Tissue Revolution, where our mission is to solve the pain pill epidemic by giving people who are injured and in pain access to results-driven soft tissue treatment, clearly the safest and most effective method there is. We will do this by guiding self-employed massage therapists on how to significantly transform their client assessments, skill sets, outcomes, and business so they can give people in pain the treatment and results they deserve. We know we are successful when self-employed massage therapists get the business and life they deserve so they can show up better and deliver world-class soft tissue treatment to keep people away from the horrible path of pain pills, injections, and surgery. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Revolution, episode 24, going all in on marketing. And as the intro said, you need to be using Facebook. You need to have it in your business. It needs to be the number one tool for your marketing, but you also can't let Facebook use you. You have to use it. So the question I pose to everybody out there, especially if your business is struggling, isn't growing where you want, you don't have the number of clients you want, you don't charge what you want, you're not booked up solid, you're not getting people to come back, then why aren't you using the amazing, revolutionary, relatively cheap marketing tool that is Facebook ads? Little disclaimer here, I have no affiliation with Facebook. I've just been using it for a long time for our business. And it's amazing, and it's a tool that a lot of people don't utilize because they don't understand it. So the answer to that question is, are you not using it because you don't understand the true power of it? The beauty of Facebook is there's like a billion active users, and in your own area alone, there's plenty of people out there that can help you thrive and get your business to that next level. You don't need a lot of people. You need maybe a couple hundred over a couple years, and you have a thriving and amazing business and practice. So there's a lot of power there, and a lot of people are using it. 1 billion active users a day. That is a shit ton of people. Another answer is because you tried it before and it just didn't work. You know, you might have did one of those things where you boost a post, or you tried to run an ad and you put a couple bucks in, maybe you spent a couple $100 on it and nothing really came back. And you're like, well, I tried it and it just doesn't work, so I'm all done with Facebook ads. Now, it's not always that. There's a lot more going on with that. And as you learn it and you dive into it, you're going to understand it better from where you go. Another answer is because you hate everything that happens on Facebook and you just get distracted every time you're on there. And those are the people I talked about in the intro that reach back out to me and they say, you know, thanks, but no thanks, but I'm not on Facebook, because they look at Facebook as a evil tool, a tool of, you know, anger, frustration, hatred, drama, and all that. And that's all on there, but you can really control what you see from that. The other one is you just don't understand the true reason for Facebook and running ads, what the real reason is. Facebook has the traffic. Your job is to get an ad that diverts that traffic back to your website. You got to get people back to your website and convert them. Part of the problem that you might actually just be having, it's not the ads themselves, it's that your website sucks, and that's what's really costing you. I'm going to make a podcast on this coming up in the next couple of weeks, how much your website is actually costing you sales as you go through. Another reason, I took notes on this one because this is a good one, because you're trying to market to everyone. A simple idea of marketing is that if you are for everybody, then you are for nobody. You know, the beauty of Facebook is you can really dial in your demographic and who you want to work with, but a lot of times when you run ads, you just run them to everybody and you don't know who that's going to. So why have we been all in on Facebook marketing for over the last 3 years, and why you should be as well? There's rules for marketing. that I shared on a couple podcasts ago. It was on the Q&A section about what marketing system do I use. And one of the major ones of the rules is everything must be measurable and trackable. And I'm going to be honest with you, Facebook is the best for that with their analytics and everything like that. You know how many people are clicking on your ad, where they're clicking from, when they clicked, how it's working, how it's performing, and everything like that. The other beauty of it is you can truly dial in exactly who you want to see your ads, essentially your ideal client. And if you haven't figured out yet who your ideal client is, that might be one of your problems too. Sit down and really decide who your ideal client is. It's called your avatar. If you need help with that, join the Facebook group. I talk about that in there as well. Next one is you get to see pretty quickly what is working and what isn't working. If it's looking like a dud, then just turn it off and save the rest of the money. Unlike other ad services where you pay and you hope and you pray that it gets to the right people, with Facebook, you're going to see if your ads are working or if they're not. Another awesome reason is you get to stay home and do marketing, which is even more important if that's what you used to rely on. You know, with the new COVID stuff and everything like that, there's not a lot of people working events. So if you worked in that was a big part of your business, working these events and giving away free treatment and stuff like that, those aren't going to be happening like they used to. You have to figure out how to adapt, and things are changing with COVID. And I've talked about this before. You have to change and alter your business with COVID. And the beauty is you can market from home without having to rely on those events. And those events really aren't great anyway. I've made podcasts talking about that before. The next thing is they really aren't hard to learn if you actually take the time to learn the process. You can find everything you need online for free and how to do it. And in all honesty, the first 20 hours of learning any skill is hard. It's frustrating. It doesn't work how you should. But if you put the time and you put the effort in, you're going to be able to have something that you can truly use. And it's the hardest part is those first 20 hours. And don't ever outsource this to some company. Save the money that you would spend and put it more into ads. I've learned and I taught myself how to run Facebook ads all by myself with books, with podcasts, with YouTube videos, with Google searches. Just type in how to run a Facebook ad, and there's going to be lots of good free information out there that you can use. So here's my tip. Use Facebook. Don't let it use you. So here's what I do. I have a dummy profile. Basically, I only have two friends. One of them's my wife. And then if I do follow any like groups or people, they're only positive people and business people. I only also use Facebook online. I do not have the app on my phone. The app is built in with a lot of things that keep you sucked in and wanting to go from there. So I only use it on my browser. That really helps. Another thing that I do is I don't scroll when I'm on there. If I have a notification, I check it, go in there and do that. I don't scroll at all. And when it's not on your phone, it's less addicting. I mean, they've built that thing on purpose. The people that are working on these apps and everything like that, they know how to keep you addicted, and using the app on your phone really does that. So switch over to doing it all on your computer. The problem you're going to run into is that you can't have a Facebook's ads account without a personal one. So use those tips and it will make a huge difference, not only for your business, but your sanity. And if you are using Facebook too much, stop going on your phone and use it on the computer. But Facebook ads are so powerful. You can get in front of so many people that want to hear and want to see your message. But the key is having that ad be something that they want to see. So my call to action for all this is Google how to create Facebook ads. That's how I learned. If that seems like a daunting task and you just don't think you're up to sifting through all that information, then reach out to us directly. Part of our program for the Soft Tissue Revolution is teaching and showing you how to set up your own Facebook ads, how to run the ads, and how to get the most out of your Facebook marketing so you can learn the skill for good and never, ever, ever have to outsource it, because the lifeblood of your business is marketing and sales. And if you're outsourcing either one of those aspects, you are doomed and your business will fail. So that's all I got for you guys today. Appreciate you guys being part of the podcast. If you like the episode, give it a share, give it a like, give it a comment. And if you need some help, reach out. We are always here to help. And I will see you guys on the next one, and get out there and run some Facebook ads. Bye. If you found this podcast valuable, I hope you will leave us a 5-star review or share it with others you know it could help. If you want more content like this, please consider joining our Facebook group, The Soft Tissue Practice Revolution, by clicking the link in the show description. Lastly, if you want more like this on a regular basis, then just click the subscribe button.